The Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Slats.
Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, TAB and Volkswagen Amarok.
Nickel.
Oh, there's Rush in there. Rush! Goal! Ian Rush. Liverpool back in front. And Ian Rush, scorer of two against Everton here 3 years ago, swivels on that, shakes off Ratcliffe and beats Southall.
Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast. It is 8:06 and a great thrill. I've got the Liverpool scarf on. In fact, all the Liverpool supporters in the building are turning up because Ian Rush is in the house and we're just trying to get the microphone sorted. He's here. We've got a bottle of Plonk next to us as well. It's all going on. Ian, it's so good to have you here, mate. We've been spruiking the fact we've got a legend coming into our studio. It's great to see you.
Yeah, it's great to be here. It's always nice when you come to Australia. You always have a good time and know some great people.
And it's your birthday today.
It is, actually, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. 40 again.
Happy birthday.
Well, 40 again, you may as well have been. You haven't really retired. I think you seem like you're playing more around the world now than ever before.
Yeah, it's great when you play in these Legends games, isn't it? You know, it's you keep yourself fit, but I think you enjoy yourself playing in Legends games, and I think it's even better after the game now.
You love... Well, I imagine you love coming down here because you're here quite often, is it?
Yeah, it's always great to come to Australia. You know, you come to Sydney, you go to Melbourne, to Adelaide and everything. So, one good thing about it is, apart from the beer, there's great wine as well.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, I want to get straight into the wine, actually. Tell us about it, mate.
You normally do.
There's your signature. It is full at this stage. Claymore Wines, tell us about it.
Yeah, they sponsor obviously Liverpool Football Club, and it's the first signature series, so it's great. It's a great honour, really, to have a wine named after you, and you know, to be first of a series of signatures with Claymore, it's something very, very special to me.
Are you a little bit of a connoisseur of the drop of red?
Well, I like the bit of red. Yeah, you're right there. Nice bit of red meat and bit of red wine. You know, you can't beat it.
How good's that?
Well, it makes sense. It's a red too, being the reds, but it's good quality.
Yeah, that's what it's Shiraz, you know, and it's from the, I think there's only 1,000 bottles of them. And,
okay,
okay.
You know, it comes from 2013, so they've done 3 barrels, and, you know, it's something special. There's 1,000 bottles, so hopefully it'll be beautiful.
If our listeners and viewers would like to get involved and maybe have a little bit of a taste, how would they get one?
Well, obviously, being in touch with Claymore's, really. You know, I'm actually down there tomorrow, you know, to do the official opening and everything and all that. So I think after tomorrow, via Claymore's, everything, we'll know what to do.
Beautiful. That's going to be great. Mate, soccer in this country is certainly on the rise. Internationally, I know that we can't quite match it with the massive, massive countries where it is, but we've got 4 different football codes in this country. Yeah. So we've got rugby league, we've got AFL taking out very, very best athletes. Then you've got, obviously, rugby union, which you've got in Europe, and then football as well, stroke soccer, as we sometimes call it in this country. It's quite a battle for space here, but it's doing really, really well.
Yeah, I think the last 10, 15 years, and I think it's come on a great deal. And it all goes about the national, doesn't it? The national team and everything. And I think to qualify for the World Cup, I look at, you know, how big Australia is. You know, to qualify for World Cup's massive. Unfortunately for me, you know, being Welsh, you know, where we didn't qualify. But I think the massive boost for Wales qualifying for the Euros has given the nation a big boost. So I think if Australia qualifying for the World Cup, and I think it gives the nation a big boost. And for me, it's great to see, you know, your Tim Cahill coming back, you know, and I think that'll also give a big boost as well.
Yeah, and he's a goal scorer, mate. He started with the most impressive goal, a real long strike. I mean, one of those that you probably only get 1 out of 10, but he's good enough. And that's exactly what you were known for. What interests me, mate, is that you did your 660 Liverpool matches in 2 stints, didn't you? You had a couple of years and then you went to Juventus and then came back.
Yeah.
How did that work out?
Well, basically, you know, I went to Liverpool in 86, 87. I was there for 7 years at Liverpool. Yeah. I went to Juventus. Juventus were equivalent to the Liverpool of Italy.
Yes.
You know, the great team. And I went there, the football didn't work out. I love the country and everything, but it's very defensive football, where at Liverpool, if we scored 1, we want to score 2, and if you score 2, you want to score 3, where Juventus, if you scored 1, that was it.
Shut
up shop, yeah. And I think really, I didn't really get to grips of it, really. And I want to be more attacking wise. So,
yeah.
But when I got the chance to come back, you know, not many people get the chance to come back to Liverpool again. And I was lucky enough to get the chance to come back again. And, you know, I've said no then.
Yeah.
Ian, that knack of scoring goals, I understand all the skill and all the hard work that goes into it. But you clearly just had that second nature for finding the back of the net. Did you ever sort of sit down and work out, apart from all the, you know, the skill and the hard work that went into it, that what gave you that bit of knack?
Was I think
second sense. Or?
When you finish playing football, you look back at it, don't you? Yeah. I think when you're playing, you don't really concentrate on that, you know. And when you finish playing, you look back and say, "Yeah, there was a second sense, really." You know, I think it's all about confidence for a striker. You know, I think you can teach someone to be a £1 million player into a £5 million player, but you can't teach like a £50 million player into like an £80 million. You know, you have got it or you haven't, but it's, for me, it's all about confidence and never be scared to miss. You know, I think a lot, you know, you teach kids today and if they miss, they think they're a failure. And I think, you know, forget about those you miss. You miss the four, you score the fifth, and everyone forgets about the four you missed.
Yeah, it's a good point.
So that the fact of, you know, you often say a striker or a goal scorer in any sport would have no conscience, you know, as in you just keep on going. If you keep missing, you just keep on going. And it'll, you always have that belief it would turn for you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it's all about. And the more you lack confidence, the more you're scared to shoot. And it's like, you know, you've got to be there to miss. You know, you're doing something right, and all, that's what you've got to look at. But, and then again, when you score a goal, everyone forgets about those you miss.
Ian, Craig Johnson was obviously the Australian over there making Australian inroads and encouraging youngsters like me to support you guys. Do you stay in touch with him?
Yeah, very much so. As we had pre-season hours with Craig a couple of years ago, you know, and we still keep in touch and all that. But he was... he was like the pioneer, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was original. You come back now when you see the, you know, Harry Cools, you know, Tim Cahill's and all that, but Craig Johnson was the first one.
Yeah, he was.
And I didn't realise till I come to Australia with Liverpool how big support they had. You know, we're there, there's 98,000 in, I think it was it Melbourne or something like that. Yeah, and, you know, that's a lot of that's down to Craig Johnson.
Yeah, we
had that link and we're very, very proud of him at that particular time. We are so lucky on the Big Sports Breakfast currently to have Ian Rush, Liverpool legend, as a special guest. Ian, I was about to say in your day, but in your era, Liverpool were just so massive. And I still understand how they're a big, big club. But generalising, they haven't quite had the success that they sort of had and the aura that they had in your particular era. Is there a reason for that? Well, you're not playing quite clearly.
I reckon Klopp's going to sort this out.
Yeah, Klopp, he looks super cool.
I think he's fantastic, isn't he? I think just his presence, you know, I think is on the sideline and everything. What I like about him is positive energy. He transfers that to the players, you know. Yeah. And I think one of his best quotes is there. He said, go out there and enjoy yourself. And like, you're enjoying yourself if you're playing well. Yeah. You know, and I think hopefully he'll bring back the glory days to Liverpool. But yeah, it has been a long time, too long, really. You know, since we won the league. And I actually played last time we won the league. So we're looking to do that. And it's like everything. Liverpool's a massive worldwide brand. But at the end of the day, you still got to be successful. And hopefully Jurgen Klopp can do that.
Mm. Can you believe the money that's involved now?
Oh.
Well, I can. you know, and it's not getting any easier, isn't it? It's getting more and more. You think, is it going to collapse on it? But it hasn't.
It just keeps going, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to keep going. And, you know, people say, you bet you wish you were playing today. No, I'd say no for me because I enjoy my time and everything. And I actually feel sorry a little bit for these professionals because they can't do anything. No, not on the pitch, but off the pitch.
Yeah.
You know, everything they do, they're scrutinised. And you have to forget that a lot of these are just normal people. You know, and they find it very, very difficult off the pitch and all, even though the amount of money and all that. You know, I was happy to be successful and I'm not complaining.
Mm. Just to let everyone know that if you want to purchase this wine that we've got here, only 1,000 made, Claymore website. So it's claymorewines.com.au. Are you happy to take a question from a listener of ours?
Yeah, no problem.
G'day, Michael.
Good morning.
Massive Liverpool fan, Michael is.
That's good.
Massive. I actually met you in Melbourne, mate. I was one of the 98,000 fans. I was stuck at the hotel. Mate, I actually saw you play for Sydney Olympic when you came here as a guest player.
Oh, in 2000,
many,
wasn't it?
Many years ago. Yeah, it was a long time ago, man.
Yeah.
But what I want to ask you about, I was in Bali a little while ago and I was watching a Liverpool Legends and it was Souness that was the narrator.
Yep.
And it was about you boys in Rome.
Yep.
How yous are in the tunnel and yous all started giggling a song next to the Romans, and they got very intimidated being the European Cup final.
Yep.
I don't know. Could you just tell me how you felt when you were singing it? Because they were very intimidated being the favourites as well, playing against the English, and you sorted them out.
Yeah, that was quite funny, really, because we just doing it as a squad together. And funny enough, it was a Chris Rea song. I don't know what it is, but I love it.
Yeah.
And Craig Johnson brought that in.
Okay.
Yeah, Craig was the one, him and David Hodgson, because I think Chris Rea was from the North East, like Middlesbrough and all that. And I think he brought that in. And we've been doing it all throughout the European Cup then, every round. And we got off the bus singing, I don't know what it is, but I love it, Chris Rea song. And we didn't realise at the time that the Roma players, they froze. They didn't know that we were all together. No, we're not individuals. We're all together, and when we found out after, we didn't find out till after that. In the tunnel, we were all singing that before we went out, and they were looking at us stupid, like what's going on there. So that was it.
Yeah, that's awesome, mate. Thank you for your time, and you'll never walk alone, Ian Rush. Thank you for your time.
Ah, you're welcome. Proper Liverpudlian.
He sings it all the time. He loves it.
You'd never get sick of that song, would you?
No. It's absolutely, it's great. Now you go when they sing it before they play the game and everything, and it's as a supporter now, it's absolutely, it's amazing.
Mm. Lucky enough, Ian Rush is our special guest. Ian, we chatted about that knack of finding the back of that second sense, finding the back of the net. What about your mentality, playing so many games? How was your mentality? What was your attitude building up to games?
Well, I think it's, to me, as to tell you the truth, I was a bit of a selfish person, because I just like got my mind to myself and said, my job was to score goals, and it's okay, it's a team game, but my job is to score goals. And I was very, very selfish, to tell you. I got taught that. Bob Paisley taught me that, to tell you the truth. So from that point of view, I just want to go out there, I want the team to win, and I want to score goals. And that's your mentality. And I played a lot of time when I was injured, because, and I would say, 95% of the Liverpool players there have done the same, because if you didn't play and the team won, you'd find out to get back in the side.
Yeah.
So
was that competitive?
Yeah, it was that competitive, and that's what all the top teams need to do. You're never guaranteed a place, and if you think you're going to play week in, week out, your mentality drops. Mm. So that's what I had when I was at Liverpool. Mm.
Just watching Leicester with their hangover this year. I mean, remarkable season last year, wasn't it? And probably good for the EPL.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing, when the dreams do come true, don't they? For Leicester to win that is absolutely amazing. And people say, oh, not the same this year. They're just being normal this year. That's them. No, I think they most probably finished 8th, 9th, 10th. That'll be a good thing for them. And it's amazing what they're doing in the Champions League as well. They're going to qualify for the knockout stage in Champions League. So I think he's been an excellent manager as well, Ranieri.
Yeah, he's done a good job. I guess it's just we've all suffered from those hangovers. And
too often.
I think Leicester's got a big one there. 13-53-53, Ian Rush, Liverpool legend, is our special guest. And not only that, launching this beautiful... I wonder, Slats, is it officially a Shiraz, which is what a battler like me would call it, or would you say a Shiraz?
Well, I just do that because of the legendary Richie Beno. Cricket commentator.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
Richie? Yeah.
He'd say Shiraz.
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 Is that the posh...
That's the posh way of saying it.
I always thought it was a Shiraz, but I'm just happy to have one. But Shiraz, it's by Claymore. It's got that special signature of Ian Rush on the front. It's a signature edition, so we're very lucky to have Ian on board. You can call and get through and ask Ian for all those Liverpool legends that we do here, Liverpool callers that we do hear from. 13-53-53 is the open line on the Big Sports Breakfast, and keep the text messages coming.
One there. How do you stay in shape?
Yeah.
They can see that you're in good shape.
Breakfast and eyes.
Basically, I run every day anyway.
Do you?
Oh, do you?
I think mentally, to keep my mind going, in the mornings and all that, I like to run every day to get myself focused for what I'm going to do throughout the day.
Okay.
And how are the knees and ankles?
I'm very lucky. I didn't get many bad injuries.
Really?
I had cartilage injuries and all that. So a lot of players in my era, they did struggle a bit when they had bad injuries and they suffered after. But I was very, very lucky.
600 games, mate.
Yeah, it's great. I'm one of the four or five top ones that played the most games. So it's anything's a pleasure when you play for Liverpool.
Did you used to have a little, maybe a red or a little? I know it's very strict these days. How were you guys celebrating?
It would have been the good old days.
It's like everything. the unwritten rule at Liverpool, 48 hours before a game, you didn't have a drink.
Okay.
No, but after the game, if you won, you deserve one. You
absolutely.
It's a time and place for everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're talking our language now.
Do they play? Are they playing more now than they used to?
No, I think when you look at it, look, it's a much bigger squad now, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, when they,
yeah.
It's not called dropping players, it's called resting them now, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, so
the rotation.
And I
yeah.
think it's, no, we had maybe 16, 17 in the squad. Now you got like 24, 25 in the squad. So I think they play less now. But the game's faster. No, the game's faster for a reason, because the pitches are like carpets, the balls are lighter, the boots are lighter, so everything's going to be quicker.
Lovely little ball off the inside of the foot, aimed towards Rush on the turn, and Ian Rush! What about that?
Ah, there he goes. There's another one of those goals. There was about 4,000 of them. What happened to the moustache?
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, that was the trademark when he was playing, and the black hair as well, wasn't it? But I actually shaved it off when I finished playing football.
Okay.
I went to America to sort of say, you know, for 6 weeks, because when you finish playing, you know, the first couple of years is always difficult. So I shaved, my son said, shave it off and see what it's like. And I was walking down New York and someone came and asked me for an autograph. You know, and I shaved off.
Without
so.
The moustache.
Yeah, so.
That's very funny.
Let's get to the open line. Who do you want to start with, Jono? Let's go to Gary. Hi, Gary.
Hi, guys. How are you going? Hi, Ian.
Good. Hi. Ian Rush, our special guest.
My question to you, Ian, is over your years and involvement with the club as a player and an ambassador, who's the best clubman that you've been associated with?
Clubman. Best clubman you've been associated with.
It's difficult, really. You know, I think when you're playing and when you're ambassador, it's different things. But for me, the best club man was Kenny Dalglish. You know, he's a player, he's a manager and everything. Mm-hmm. He knows exactly how the club's run. So it'd have to be Kenny Dalglish.
Okay. Shane, good morning.
G'day, boys. Ian, I just wanted to ask you, who was the toughest defender you ever played against?
The toughest defender I played against was a fella called Paul McGrath from Manchester United. Manchester United was the only team I never scored against. I think it took me 17 games before I scored against them.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, because Paul McGrath, he was absolutely fantastic. And when I did score against them, Paul McGrath was playing for Aston Villa.
He shifted, thank goodness.
I bet you he'd dine out on those stories.
Oh,
as
definitely.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Let's go to Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy. Ian Rush is listening.
Good morning, boys. Morning, Ian. How you doing?
Morning.
Just a question, mate. How do you reckon all these foreigners are playing in the EPLs? You said about Australia needs a good national side. The English, the Welsh side, is it struggling because of the foreigners?
Well, I think it's I think the EPL has got loads of foreigners, haven't they, now? And I think the English game, I wouldn't say more about the Welsh, because I think the Welsh are the strong, they're in the top 10 in the world. But I think the English, it's mostly affecting them a little bit, especially at the young age. You know, I think a lot of foreigners are coming in and they go, because they're foreign, they're going straight in. So I think it's affecting the English national team, but I don't think it's affecting the Welsh national team.
There you go. That's good.
Angelo, good morning.
Yeah, Ian, massive Liverpool fan. I've been amazed that not many son of a guns, like all the superstar Soonesses and yourself and all your kids, haven't sort of progressed through the Liverpool system. It's just, I find it amazing with all the kids that, you know, we haven't seen any of the offspring.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I think, again, there's a lot of like foreigners coming through and all that.
Yeah.
And I think every Liverpool supporter would like to see a Carragher or a Gerrard, you know, a local one doing that. And, I think it's something which we have to look into. But I think I think you've got a fair point there, because it is affecting most probably the Liverpool thing. But we need to see more locals coming through, and I think all the supporters like that as well.
Everyone in the world competing for those spots. Now, can I ask you, mate, we've seen all your feats. We know them so well. Now we watch the likes of Messi and Ronaldo. What do you think?
Who's the favourite?
If you had to sit down and watch a striker, who would you like to watch?
It's amazing, isn't it? I actually believe Messi and Ronaldo, they've got to be right up there. You got Maradona, Pele, and all them, and you're going to have to put the likes of Ronaldo, Messi up there. And another person I love, Luis Suarez.
Yeah.
You know, I was sorry to see him. He's one of the few players that's made Barcelona a better side.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's there. But for me, I think Ronaldo, although Messi scored a hat trick and all that, I think Ronaldo's done it in the EPL as well. You know, and he's gone to Real Madrid and he's done that. So I think Ronaldo's amazing.
You'd think Messi would be a success in the EPL.
I'd like to see him there. You know, if for me, you know, everyone compares him to Diego Maradona, doesn't he? Because they're very similar and everything, And but Diego Maradona won the World Cup for Argentina. And if Messi won the World Cup for Argentina, I'd say, if he had a year or so in the English Premier, I'm 99% he'd be successful, you know, but I'd still like to see him do it.
Who's the best Australian to have played over there?
It's difficult, really, isn't it? You know, the best Australian... No, I'm most probably biased. No, I'd say Craig Johnson, you know, and but when I've seen that, I think what Tim Cahill's done, in fairness, you know, he's playing for Everton and all that, you know, he's from the midfield point of view, you know, I think he's been amazing for him as well.
I notice how Slats has got that wine perched right
in front of him. It's getting closer to me.
I do love it because they say it's the blending of two great reds.
Yes.
And I think it's absolutely right there. The great Shiraz there. From South Australia, and then the great red being Ian Rush himself from that Liverpool Football Club. Mate, we thank you so much for your time. Can I just get a final prediction of what you think from Liverpool for the EPL this year?
Well, I think top four finishes realistic now. I think they can finish in top four, and I think it'd be great for supporters if they can win a trophy.
All right.
Good on you, Ian. It's a great honour to meet you, mate, and wonderful to have you in here. Don't forget, everyone, claymorewines.com.au. For one or a dozen of the thousand that are out there, it's a good drop and wonderful to have you here. Enjoy the rest of your stay in Australia.
Thank you very much.
Ian, thanks so much, mate. An absolute pleasure. Ian Rush joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast, and you'll never be walking alone. And get yourself to claymorewines.com.au as well for two great reads.
8:30 on the Big Sports Breakfast.